Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Happy Friday, and good morning to you once again.
Good morning to you as well, and happy Friday to you as well, Sal. Looking forward to a great weekend here.
Okay, let's talk and look a little bit back, though, before we do that, Coach. How did you spend your bye week? We'll talk about professionally in a second, but personally, were you able to kind of recharge a little bit? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to get around the family a little bit, kind of get out in the community as well, and live a call it a normal life, you know, just kind of get a little bit of rest on top of that, watch a few college football games, maybe a few pro games, and just unplug.
All right, and how about professionally? Can you kind of explain for fans how it works during the bye week? I know it's a little bit earlier than normal, but what's the process for you guys when you get away a little bit and then you come back to the facility, what you're looking at and what you're thinking about?
Right, what we do is we'll spend usually the day after the last game with the post-game follow-up with the coaches and the players, and then the players got out and they were done for the week just to get their rest. And then coaches stayed another day or two, worked on some things, and then they got out as well. Just, you know, what you want to do with the coaching staff is what we call self-scout, which is basically evaluating personnel, evaluating your schemes, where we can grow, how we can get better, and the vision forward.
And when you say self-scout, I'm really interested. Like, do you guys look more at what are we doing that might be tendencies, or what are teams doing against us that we need to start combating? Or is it a mix of everything?
Right. It is. It's a mix of exactly what you said. And you're trying to get a feel for, are we executing? Is the scheme the right scheme? Are we executing the scheme properly? And if not, do we want to stay with the scheme or the play? And then, or do we want to, do we want to change out to a different play or scheme? So, Or is it, you know, can we, if it's the right scheme, but it needs to be executed better with more plays being made. So it's a combination of everything you're talking about.
Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You've had a few guys that haven't practiced yet this week, several others who are limited. Anybody who you know right now will not play on Sunday?
Right, I've got three for you here. So Daquan Jones out for the game, Joshua Palmer out for the game, Taylor Rapp out for the game, and he will head to IR here.
Okay, Taylor Rapp will go to IR. Coach, you said earlier this week you were going to evaluate that a little bit more. Obviously, it's something you have to not be with Taylor Rapp for a few weeks. What is this dealing with? I'm looking right now, a knee injury, right? That's something you said he's been dealing with for a little while?
It came up in training camp. Unfortunately, and he was dealing with it since then, and it just got to the point where he's just not able to really be himself, and so we're making a decision right now through the medical people's opinions that We'll put him on IR, and we'll take it one week at a time right now.
Okay, so Terrell Bernard, who was injured in the game, has been limited. Dalton Kincaid did not play. Matt Milano did not play. And Curtis Samuel did not play. Where do those guys stand right now as far as practice or their game status for Sunday?
Yeah, so Curtis will be full today, and he'll be good for the game. The other guys that you mentioned will be limited today and questionable for the game.
How about Maxwell Hairston, Coach? What have you seen from him this week and his return to the field, and how's he look to you?
He's done some good things. He really has. Again, just managing the expectations and, you want to take it one day at a time. There's a lot that is new for him because of the amount of time that he's missed due to the injury. And, he didn't have any of the ramp up pretty much other than 7 to 10 days in training camp. So you want to make sure, we're understanding of that and that he's not out there trying to do too much. And it looked like this week he was trying to do his job, understand his job, and I think that's the right way to go and the right approach and a step in the right direction here.
And, of course, you welcome back two guys you were without for the first six games, Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. How did you feel that they fared throughout the week getting back integrated in?
Yeah, similarly in the sense of having been here, missed a lot of time. Those two are veteran players, however, so they – they've been around the league a little bit longer, and with those two both, it's good to have them back. In particular, with Larry, with the injuries at the D tackle position that we've experienced to this point. So, but both of them, will go this weekend, and we'll see how long they're able to play, and certainly they'll be a little bit rusty, but looking forward to having them back.
So you're anticipating both being able to play on Sunday, and all systems go, and then kind of managing it as the game goes on, and what the plan is, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Coach, speaking of availability, we do not know yet officially who's going to be the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So how does it work with your staff kind of trying to figure out, in a general sense, you don't have to get specific on these two guys, but when you might not know who the quarterback is for the other team?
Well, you do the best you can anticipating. Mm-hmm. They're not saying, so we can kind of guess.
Yep.
Or guesstimate where it's going to go and then plan accordingly. And but stay flexible. I think that's the key.
All right, and then, of course, going back to Carolina for you, a lot of great memories there. We used to talk a lot about all the guys that came from Carolina, but now the other way is true as well. Dan Morgan is there in Carolina. There's been a lot of connections. You going back to Carolina, first time you've coached there since 2017. Dan Morgan's over there, and I know you had a relationship with him. What's it going to be like for you to go back to Carolina and see some familiar faces?
Well, it was a great time and place for my family. The 6 years that we were there, obviously played and coached in the Super Bowl, and that was very enjoyable and a great experience as a team, as a family, and as a coach. You learned a lot. I learned a lot from my time in Carolina, and it tends to happen when you're around good people, right? Mm-hmm. So super appreciative and grateful for our time there. And you're right. Now with Dan Morgan there, it seems like Joe Shane in New York.
Yep.
they're grabbing players that we've had or interested in. And it's just interesting how all that works, but. They've got a good team, and they're on a little bit of a winning streak here, and got some momentum for themselves. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And last thing on the game here specifically, Coach, their running game, of course. They bring Rico Dowdell, Chuba Hubbard. You've talked a lot about tackling in the locker room. Guys have been talking about tackling all week. How much more important is that this week to get back to the fundamentals of making sure you get guys on the ground? They're so good at yards after contact.
Yeah, if you want to play good defense, you got to tackle well, and those two go hand in hand. So there's probably not a whole lot of stats or what have you on that, but at the end of the day, if you want to be a good defense, you got to be a good tackling defense.
All right, safe travels to Charlotte. Good luck this weekend, Coach. We'll talk again next week. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bills head coach Sean McDermott, right there. We know now that Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp are out. Taylor Rapp will go to injured reserve. He will be out at least four games. That throws the roster in a bit of flux. The Bills already, folks, have only 52 players on the roster. That will make it 51. They have room for two more players to be signed. Here's my anticipation. Maybe Zion Logue could get signed because he's out of elevations. And with Daquan Jones out, you have to put somebody up there anyway. So if he's out of elevations, you can't elevate him. You only have three defensive tackles. It feels to me like maybe Zion Logue could be that natural replacement. Then you deal with it when Daquan Jones actually comes back. Jordan Poyer. That seems like a natural signing to the 53 as well because you're losing a safety and you need to add a safety. And he's sitting there on the practice squad. He could get elevated. You could do that. He's got two more left. And you could just go that route, but you could also just put him on the 53. And then if you do that, let's remember, you also have Gabe Davis at some point. At some point, Gabe Davis is going to start practicing. As soon as he does that, you have to have a spot for him on the practice squad, and you can only have a certain number of veterans on the practice squad. So if Jordan Poyer goes back on the 53-man roster, that opens up the practice squad spot for Gabe Davis. So a lot of moving parts here. We'll see how it shakes out. And I say right now, then, you're looking at probably Cole Bishop and Jordan Poyer starting at safety against the Carolina Panthers. We'll see where that goes. Okay, let's get to our WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, Patrick Hammer, for a look at Carolina weather.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
All right, on the Western Hotline is Pat Hammer joining us for his weekly Friday segment. We just heard from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The team will head down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and a lot of people are going down there, and a lot of people live there. Pat, everybody in Buffalo knows somebody who moved to Charlotte.
That is true, and I was listening over the last couple of days. I mean, most home games in Charlotte seem to be away games for any team that comes there. Dallas, especially Pittsburgh, and of course the Bills.
Yeah, so obviously with people going down there, they're going to be taking part in all the festivities tomorrow. I know there's a lot of parties going on, and we just had DJ Milk on a little while ago. They got a tailgate going on before the game to benefit Children's Hospital and Patricia Allen Fund here. So what's it going to be like for people traveling down to Charlotte, spending the weekend down there in Carolina?
Yeah, so here's the deal. The weather, by the way, I'm glad this is not Monday Night Football, okay? Sunday, 1 o'clock is perfect because of the weather heading there post-game. But for the weekend, including today, the weather looks fine. Very delightful out there in Charlotte through Saturday and through game day. Tailgating and Sunday looks fine. Mid to upper 60s, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Ideal for football. No wind, really. It's shaping up to be nice. If you are traveling and are planning to return home, I would advise to see if you can get a head start and leave on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday afternoon, only because Monday, a nor'easter is going to be forming, and it's going to bring potentially a lot of rain to the area Monday morning throughout the day. And that could cause some flight delays. So just a heads up on the weather approaching for those returning back to Buffalo.
Amazing, right? Last week you said, thank goodness the Bills don't play on Sunday at home because that weather was terrible. And then this week they're missing it by one day. If this game was one day later in Charlotte, you're looking at a weather event.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and you're going to be hearing about this in the days ahead. You've got a what could be a powerhouse hurricane down in the tropics, Melissa. You've got a nor'easter developing. The hurricane probably stays out to sea, but it's still there's just a lot of weather going on next week.
Yeah,
not only close to home here too potentially, but yeah, I'm glad it's a Sunday kick for the Bills and not Monday.
I was looking at the weather in Charlotte preparing for all this, and it's like, okay, there's 80 degrees that was earlier this week or last week, and then you're getting in the 70s. It looks like a high, as you said, mid-60s to 70 degrees. Is that cool, or is that kind of tropical and seasonal, I should say, for this time of year down there?
Yeah, you're kind of out of the tropical feel. I mean, that's kind of maybe a little cooler than average.
Right.
But low 70s is probably what you get typically down there right now. So, yeah, just a little bit off.
And then tomorrow night, I'm looking, it's going to be mid to high 50s, actually, if you're out and about.
Yeah, that's a little cooler.
Okay.
Kind of like how it's been a little cooler here lately. It's going to be kind of like that there, but their version of it, right? So,
yeah.
50s to 60s.
All right. We just saw a really, really powerful rainstorm come through here over the last couple of days. I saw what you tweeted, that if it's 10 degrees colder, you get this question all the time. Yes, that is feet of snow we're measuring. Thank God and thank goodness that is not the case right now. However, we turn the page. After Carolina, there is another home game next Sunday in Orchard Park and, of course, against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a 4:25 p.m. start. What are we looking at next week and into next weekend as of right now?
All right, so you got Halloween on Friday, so we'll touch on that.
Okay.
We could see showers from that nor'easter I just mentioned. May, as it travels up the East Coast, we could see showers from it Thursday, maybe into Halloween. Hopefully this thing kind of scoots on by quickly. So a chance at this point, a week out, a chance of maybe a shower on Halloween. But then following that, another system's going to dive in for next weekend. So I would say the chance of showers, too early to predict in what variety they may come, but I think probably rain showers. But unsettled weather on tap for next weekend, which does include a 4:25 kick a week from Sunday. So
okay.
we're gonna keep our eyes on. I think there will be something. There will be something going on next Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll just have to stay in contact.
That sounds kind of vague because I'm just looking at what I'm seeing, and I know it does not look bright and sunny at this point. Just a heads up for that game.
Okay. And obviously it's a little ways away, but we'll keep in contact with you about that. Okay. You have a World Series, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. Well, I guess with the Toronto traffic these days, it's more like 2.5 to 3 hours. I've been up there. Anyway, it's not that far from Buffalo. There are people going. Our Sneaky Joe's going to go. I know the game's in a dome. They can close it. They can open it. But if you're going to Toronto this weekend, you're spending time up in Toronto, what's the weather going to be like there? And then what's it going to be like in L.A. when the series shifts back to L.A. to take on the Dodgers?
Yeah, the weather in Toronto, not too dissimilar from here, kind of similar. Some clouds and sun, 50s. So the weather looks fine. And then looking out towards Chavez Ravine, as that stadium is known by in L.A., the weather looks fine. Lots of rain on the West Coast, but on the other side of the West, up north. So there won't be any Los Angeles rain showers to worry about for games 3, 4, and 5, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it does look warm, too. So
okay.
Temperatures very toasty for those games.
It feels to me like the Dodgers don't get a lot of rainouts. You would know better than me. I think that's usually pretty dry there, right? I mean, or do they have quite a few?
Well, L.A. is one of those places where, they don't, they get very little rain, but it rains. It just rains.
Yeah,
it's like an angry rain.
That's right.
But it is infrequent. So I know in the history of the Dodgers in L.A., there's been some washouts, but they are so rare because it's hard to time out a game. I mean, usually they can just postpone it or delay it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's San Diego, really, where they don't get any rainouts over there, it feels like. The Padres, man.
I know.
Right? That's just like constant same weather all the time. It's just like,
years ago, I was offered a job in that region, and I couldn't do it. I just was like, it's like being a
You need the action.
I need the action. rule me out for Phoenix, Vegas, and San Diego. No thanks. I just boredom.
Oh my gosh, I
boredom
love that.
Weather-wise.
I love it. All right, what do you got planned for Halloween? You got your costume yet? What are you doing, man? Anything?
Yeah, well, we got to keep up with the neighbors. My goodness, every year our neighbors just go full tilt. It looks like, Orlando, Florida. It's some Disney concoction next door. So when we put up our measly, terribly carving pumpkins and some attempt at some decorations, it just looks pathetic compared to the neighbors. So, but now I'm in that, hey, you're going to deal with this soon. I'm now at that age with the kids, Sal. We're now 17, 18. I think we're kind of graduating from the trick-or-treat thing. This will be the first year they don't do it, I think.
Well,
I don't know what that age is.
I think it gets to a point, though, where you don't do it for many years, and then you get back into it as an adult, right? Because you're, you know, and like for me, because I have a kid, I'm like, oh, yeah, am I going to dress up? Am I going to do something? And, you know, something, every year I'm like, you know, I should have done this. I should have scared the local kids or something like that. I don't really know.
Right.
You know, you sit on the porch. I tell you, I have a story a couple of years ago. We were walking around right around our neighborhood, and someone said, oh, did you guys go to that house over there? You have to go into the gate over there, though, to get the candy. I'm like, oh, Max, come on. Well, I was totally set up. I did not know this. And I walked in.
Oh,
I mean, they scared the bejesus out of me. Like, somebody was hiding in the bush. Like, they were waiting for me.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
No way.
It was terrible.
Oh, okay. That does not I spook very easily.
Yeah.
Okay. So these Halloween decorations that I said our neighbors have, they're motion censored, so when I walk to get into my car at 3 a.m, the ghouls start moving and things pop out of the bushes. And like with you, when I get scared in a situation like that, it's like, oh, ha ha ha! No, I'm like terrified. So,
hey, real quick, I got to ask you before I let you go. Today, yeah. What is the high temperature? Because I have to go to I actually have to go into a dunk tank later today. I'm like getting dunked. Uh-oh. In a dunk tank by Little League baseball players who are going to try and throw this thing and hit it and get me in the dunk tank.
All right. Not ideal. I mean, it's not going to rain on you. Well, I can't say it won't. There's a sprinkle chance.
Oh, man.
We're talking 50. Sal, a year ago, we were close to 80, so you did not pick a good time to be on a dunk tank.
Yeah, that's happening. That's happening today. Yeah. Well, I'll have to send you some pictures or video or something, you know. You never know. They might not even hit the darn thing, but somebody will push it in the end. You know that, no matter what.
Exactly. 100%. Can't fail.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week, buddy, okay?
All right. Bye, Sal.
All right. You got it. Pat Hamer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. Didn't mean to kind of cut him off, but we got to get to a break because we got to get this break, another segment, and then end the show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.